Welcome to a world of endless possibilities, where business, education, and tech collide. Power Bytes, the podcast that will light up your dreams. Get ready, cause it's gonna be a wild ride.
This is Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. In theory, my digital voice should be ready by tomorrow, in case you're wondering about my strange tone today. Have you ever wondered what would happen if suddenly millions of people lost their internet connection? Well, that's exactly what could happen in the United States if Congress doesn't renew the Affordable Connectivity Program, a pandemic-era program that provides subsidies for home internet access. According to TechBrew reporter Kelsey Griffiths, who spent weeks researching this topic, not only would people lose access if the program ends, but there would also be collateral effects on businesses, nonprofits, and employment. As tech activist Gigi Sohn said, "Since the pandemic, it's become clear that people see the internet as essential to their lives as water and electricity. They see it as a public utility." So stay tuned to how this story unfolds in Congress, because it could have a massive impact. And here's a fact for lovers of curious statistics. Did you know that there are about 23 million households connected to the internet thanks to the Affordable Connectivity Program in the United States? Yes, 23 million. That's roughly the entire population of Australia. Imagine the impact of this program and what it would mean for those families if it suddenly disappeared. It's something to think about. Moving on to other news, remember the Volkswagen diesel emissions scandal a few years ago? Well, now, workers at a VW plant in Tennessee are voting on whether to join the United Auto Workers Union. This vote will test the UAW's unionization efforts in the southern auto industry, which has been difficult to penetrate. According to experts, this could be the union's best chance, given the narrow margins in previous votes. We'll be closely following the results in the coming days. And speaking of the automotive industry, can you imagine how new flavors and food products are developed at a giant company like Unilever? Turns out they're using artificial intelligence to speed up the process and make it more efficient. Manfred Abben, Unilever's vice president of science and technology, explains that they've gone from rule-based systems 30 years ago to data-driven models and analytics today. This allows for fewer experiments in labs and pilot plants. Fascinating how AI is transforming even food development. And before we say goodbye, some quick facts. The MMLU exam used to assess the intelligence of AI models has about 16,000 multiple choice items. But one of its creators says it will likely become obsolete in 1 or 2 years, given the rapid advancement of AI. A venture capital firm just launched a $306 million fund focused on climate technology. According to its founder, "This is really a war effort. We have to stop pretending it's just another investment topic. It's an existential crisis for the planet." Powerful words. To close, a reflection. In times of accelerated change like the ones we live in, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But remember, every challenge brings opportunities. Every transformation pushes us to reinvent ourselves, to innovate, to find new solutions. So let's open our minds, connect with other visionaries, and build a better, more sustainable future together. Because change starts with each one of us.
This was Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. Remember, the power is in your minds. Keep learning. Keep growing. And see you in the next episode.
Step into the realm of innovation and growth. Julio Zelaya, your guide through the unknown. With every episode, you'll gain knowledge and hope, empowering you to make your dreams your own. Power Bytes, bite-sized wisdom to fuel your drive. Power Bytes, igniting the fire deep inside. Let the power of knowledge set your dreams alight. Power Bytes, get ready for your success to take flight.